This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world with work deadlines and horrible bosses.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
And your team may be in last place. We can all find comfort in sports, like a signal in the sky.
Oh, come on. You gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
They call upon Gwen and Chris with Tony Gwynn Jr.
This is different, has nothing to do with Tom Brady and everything to do with his supporting cast.
And Chris Ello.
Crap. supporting crap.
Gwen and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
On the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr. here with you. Happy, is it Friday? It's Friday, right?
Yes,
it is
thankfully.
The end of the week. Happy Friday, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. And by us, I mean Matt Scraby and I. Chris Ello is with the women's Aztecs women's basketball team. And as a matter of fact, even though he's away, he's here right now on the phone.
A man of the people.
How you doing today, man?
I'm at the airport, guys. I'm looking for this Tommy Pham character. Somebody sent me to pick him up.
Oh, man. Well, be careful. This guy is intense from what I hear now.
I'm loving this trade. I don't know about you guys, but I got word of it last night. And I think this is a really solid move in the right direction for the Padres.
And if you're unfamiliar at this point and lived under a rock or whatever it may be, the Padres made a pretty substantial trade in terms of win now mode. They go out, they get Tommy Pham and Jake Cronenworth from the Tampa Bay Rays. They give up Hunter Renfro and Xavier Edwards, one of the Padres' middle infield prospects that's had a terrific two seasons. And listen, as there is in every trade, there's always risk, but this does a couple things, I think, Chris. The first thing it does is it gives this ball club an edge that they don't have. You have some pretty laid-back competitors on this roster. Now, you bring somebody in who I know I haven't talked to guys like Dexter Fowler, who was his teammate in Tommy Pham in St. Louis. So he's one of the most intense, hardworking people you ever be around. So, I'm with you, Chris. At first when this trade came across the cell phone last night, or the proposed trade, I was a little uneasy. Cause when you look at the age spec, but at the end of the day, the Padres, as we've been saying, are looking to make that next step and bring in a guy like Tommy Pham in who has ridiculous strike zone discipline, gets on base, can play the corners and can play them well. This is a good trade for the Padres.
Well, the reason I like it, Tony, and I honestly feel that Pham immediately becomes the third or fourth best hitter on that ball club,
no doubt. Even
a little higher than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, this whole trade is not going to come down to how Tommy Pham performs, because I think we all know how Tommy Pham's going to perform. We know what to expect from him. We are pretty sure we're going to get that, the intensity, the on-base, the base running, the occasional power, the good batting average, good defense. Hunter Renfro is the key to the whole trade, because you don't know whether he's going to go to Tampa Bay and play like he did the first half of last season, or if he's going to go there and play like he did the second half of last season. And that's the question mark. So I think what you did is you acquired something that you know what you're getting in exchange for a question mark. And you and I were talking about this the other day. Padres have too many question marks heading into the season. They need some answers. And I think this answers at least one question.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I agree to some extent. I think it never really helps anybody if you're looking at the trade from a standpoint of what the team guys you give up are doing over there. As long as you get the production, and you made the biggest point of them all, Chris, is that you kind of know what you're getting from Tommy Pham. You know what he's capable of. He's done it in back-to-back seasons. This guy got MVP votes not too long ago. So this guy can play. And the thing that I'm not 100% sure that the city's aware ready for is Tommy Pham is not afraid to tell you what's on his mind. I don't know if you remember, he gets traded to Tampa, and he immediately was like, I hate it here. Nobody comes to the games, and he spoke his mind. That is something that San Diego may not be used to, but they're going to have to get used to it, at least for this next year. The other guy who comes in his trade is a very interesting guy, in Jake Cronenworth. This guy is of the new age two-way player. He's opened for them a few times in Tampa. He also swung the bat at a very high clip at the Triple-A level, rated by Baseball America as the most exciting prospect in the International League. This is just another wild card thrown into the deck. And when you're giving up some guys like an Xavier Edwards, a guy who this organization was really high on, and you give up a guy, Hunter Renfrow, who was capable of hitting 30-plus home runs, the wild card is going to be a factor in this. But as you said, it really boils down to Tommy Pham, at least from the Padres' standpoint, yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, Renfrow might hit his 30 home runs, but, I mean, Pham can hit 20 and do a whole bunch of other things.
That's right.
You know, I don't know that Hunter Renfrow can do. I mean, defensively, Hunter Renfrow improved dramatically last year. Still don't know if he's as good defensively as Tommy Pham. So this is a step in the right direction. I'm kind of adding all this stuff together. I mean, Trent Grisham and Zach Davies coming in from Milwaukee, and Drew Pomeranz being signed, and Tommy Pham being traded for. I mean, the Padres, look, the team they had last year wasn't going to win it this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They needed to make some changes. And it's, you know, you have to give up something to get something, as everybody says. I'm really happy with this trade, and I would tell you if I wasn't. But
yeah, we know you would.
Tommy Pham's the guy that I'm really, really like, and I'm excited to have him on our side.
Yeah, definitely brings us part. It's interesting when you look at the guys they brought in. They're guys that are plus in WARs. They combined plus 3.7 WAR by the guys that have been acquired in all the trades, not just this one today, but including the Milwaukee trade. It seems to be something that A.J. Preller has kind of highlighted, and as a lot of people do who watch this game and do the stats for him, look at the WAR. And they brought in, it seems like, some winning players. And ultimately, we'll all have to sit back and wait and see what happens. But as you said, Chris, this is definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, people wonder what Tampa Bay was doing right around the playoff picture last year. It was guys like Tommy Pham that had them there. And I don't think people realize, I mean, the St. Louis Cardinals traded him away to Tampa Bay. And I think people kind of lost track of Tommy Pham.
Yeah.
But wherever he's gone, he's been on good winning teams. And that's always a thumbs up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You're right. It's very easy to get lost in a place like Tampa, especially after you leave a place like St. Louis, which is a baseball haven, and you head to Tampa. It's easy to see how a guy like that can get lost. All right. We got much, much more ahead. Brian Anderson, Rays analyst from Fox Sports Sun, will join us later. Coaches Lolita High School Spotlight. We got Mark Sweeney. And Chris will also join us a little later on in the show as well. We're going to step aside, take a break when we return. What do we got when we return, Chris? We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from the city of San Diego. What do you guys think about the trade? 833-288-0973. What do you guys think? Are you feeling as good as Chris and I are about this trade? Are you down on it? How have you felt about the Padres' whole offseason thus far? Remember, this has all happened before winter meetings take place next week, which is usually the place that a lot of this stuff gets done. Seems like A.J. Preller has a head start going into the winter meetings. So we'll step away. We'll get to hear from you guys, hopefully.
Pitch and throw it at my head, and after that, I wanted to just kill him. I'm glad we won.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Pham.
What?
your new Padres left fielder or right fielder, wherever the Padres and Jace Tingler and his staff see fit. Welcome into Gwynn and Chris 319. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, sitting in for Chris Ello in the second chair today. I didn't even ask you how you're doing today, man.
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. This is exciting stuff.
It is, man. It is. It's fun to be talking about the Padres. I mean, all that whole last month of the year, which was tough for all of us, I think. We begin to talk about the moves that were going to need to be made and how active this offseason was going to have to be. And by all accounts, it's been pretty active.
Yeah,
and they've made some moves that I think have made this ball club better. I mean, you start to pencil in this lineup a little bit, you can kind of see where the Padres could do some damage. You would have, I'm assuming, Tatis leading off, Pham hitting second, followed by Hosmer or Machado, depending on who's hitting third, fourth there. You got the kid Grichem in there as well.
Profar's
in there as well.
Guy who hit 20 home runs.
Yeah, so you can start to see how this lineup can take shape a little bit.
Our brand new station Padres reporter AJ Cassavell tweeted something out earlier that was pretty interesting.
Say that again. Our brand new
Padres official station reporter AJ Cassavell. I don't think
AJ
that's the official title.
AJ joins the team.
He joins the team, but he tweeted out something earlier that caught my eye. He said, Tommy Pham owns a career 373 on-base percentage. The Padres haven't had a qualifying player with that on-base percentage or higher in a season since Chase Headley in 2012.
37%
of the time
getting on base is a very high clip. Most of the guys, when you look at the leaderboard, most of the guys on that leaderboard are like power guys, guys who get a lot of intentional walk, guys who get walked a lot. Who don't see a lot of pitches to hit. Tommy Pham is up 37%. I mean, that's up there, man. That's high. As AJ Cassavell mentioned, not very many Padres in recent history have been able to accomplish something like that. So again, Padres are trying to get guys, it seems like, that can get on base. This is certainly one. Let's hit the phone lines. I want to hear from you guys out in San Diego. What do you think of the moves from last night? Or let me first say this: it's reported. Nothing is official yet. We got to do this song and dance for
I'm
you guys a little bit.
I'm terrible at remembering.
Reportedly,
that.
There's a deal done, but by all accounts, it seems like it's done. Let's hear from you guys. 855-833-288-0973. Got a few lines open. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike in San Diego. No, check that. Let's go, Dexter in Spring Valley. Welcome to Gwynn and Chris. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday and pickles.
And pickles. What's on your mind, Dexter?
Hey, I'm going to kind of go for Tony, like hit Padre history. The last couple of years, you know, with the two big free agent signings, that reminded me a lot of like Kevin Towers.
Yeah.
Now what's going on this year reminds me of his dad's era, Trader Jack, where he's filling in the pieces now, you know, going doing trades, knowing what free agents to get. And, you know, all we need now are a couple of really live arms, and we're good to go. This guy, Pham, I'm telling you right now, we haven't had a guy with swagger like that since Caminiti.
No.
And we need that on this team.
We do.
You know, with Machado and with Hosmer, those three guys will basically run the locker room, you know, for the Pods. You know what I mean? And they'll get the young guys to rally.
That's the thing is that Tommy Pham, from everything I've gathered through, thanks for the phone call, Dexter. Tommy Pham, from everything I gather from guys around the league, he's not afraid to check his teammates when he feels like somebody isn't putting in the effort. And I think that's big, because when your locker room knows you have that, everybody kind of falls in line.
I was going to say, how does that work as someone who's new to a clubhouse coming in and taking charge?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Sometimes it has to be a fine line walk there, right? Because you're a new guy coming into a locker room that you know nothing about. You don't want to come in too hot, but you definitely have earned the right to have a voice by the way you've played, the time you've spent.
It seems
at the
like
big
he's
league
yeah,
level.
Everybody we've talked to, everything I've heard today, he's really well respected in
yeah,
baseball
no,
circles.
No doubt about it. Let's get back to the phone lines, Mike and Mike.
Mike.
Hello?
Mike, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind, man? What do you want to talk about?
Yes. I can't necessarily say that I am a Padre fan, but I've been a long, you know, San Diegan. You know, I've been here since 94. And I've watched throughout the history of how the Padres have, you know, overcame and stuff, and especially being a Giants fan per se, you know, I just kind of seen how all these teams are getting built, and I'm really not liking it that much. I get that the player that they got is somebody that's going to try to make a difference.
Yeah.
But I never see the Padres keep on with the players that they have. That's one major thing that I would like to see, is for them to build up on what they already got. Because if you look at these previous histories of players and teams that have actually won a World Series, a lot of them have kept everything in-house and just went with one of the best pitchers that's out there. And I feel like Renfro, he had a lot to grow in. I feel like they kind of quit it out on him.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the phone call. I can't say that I disagree. I don't know if they quit it out on him. I think the thing you have to keep in mind is this city was told there was a plan. And I think the Padres are at the point now in that plan where they want to be competing. And it's not that Hunter Renfro won't end up being the guy that I think the Padres thought. He very well could turn out to be that guy. But right now, the Padres can't have – they want to get as rid of as many question marks as they have. And with the first halves of the past two seasons, followed by the second halves of the past two seasons in Hunter Renfro's case, is a question mark there. You just don't know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get your power, but the Padres aren't lacking in power. They're lagging guys getting on base. So I think they're trying to address that. And as it is with all rebuilds, all the prospects that you bring in aren't going to be on your team when your team actually starts to compete. There will be pieces moved in order to make the team better, and it seems like that's where it's going. At the end of the day, we'll all have to sit back and wait and see, but that certainly seems like with the case that A.J. Preller is putting forth at this point.
Here's a stat I dug up for you. You're talking about the need is people on base. Well, Manny Machado last year had the third most plate appearances batting third in Major League Baseball, but he was ranked number 59 in number of runners on base during his plate appearances. So they need to get that number up for him.
If you got a guy that you gave a lot of money to, you got to give him the opportunity to be able to drive those runs in. The Padres just didn't create those opportunities enough. Let's get back to the phone lines. Tom at Pacific Beach, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Friday. What's on your mind?
Happy Friday. Well, I just wanted to give you a call about Tommy Pham. Quite honestly, I'd never heard of him before the trade was talking about. And I do love his attitude, and I like what you guys are talking about, on-base percentage and things like that. Because there was a lot of that last year. We got some good, powerful hits, but we had nobody on. So
yeah.
That resulted, obviously, in low scoring. But really the reason I called was I heard a clip on Ben and Woods this morning where Pham was doing an interview, and they asked him, who are you most proud of in your development and coming up to the point where you are?
And he said him.
And his response, he did. Yeah. So you heard it. Yeah. No, that was great. I love that answer. And the way he talked about, you know, throwing the ball against the wall, playing catch by himself and, you know, throwing the ball up and hitting it, you know, all of us, well, most of us, I think, can
have
relate
done that.
To that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call about that. And I really like his attitude. And I hope, I hope he brings that to the table, you know, get the guys a little tougher.
No doubt about it. Tom, thanks for the phone call. And that's the kind of individual you're dealing with. This is I don't like using the term very often, but he's self-made. Because a lot of these guys in the big leagues that have put the work in, they're all self-made. But this guy's coming from the chip that he plays with on his shoulder comes from something much deeper than a few teams telling him he couldn't play. So when you're dealing with things like that, it's a different monster. And the fact that he's been able to overcome some of the things he's overcome in his life, it only leads to build more character. And I'm hoping that what he brings to the table is the same thing he brought to the Cardinals, same thing he brought to the Rays. I mean, this guy was their best offensive player, most consistent all year long. He was out there almost every day. And guess what? A Tampa Bay Ray team went to the playoffs and took the Astros to a 5-game set. I mean, that's
The lowest payroll in baseball?
Yes, and he was one of the main catalysts offensively that got him there. So that's the type of guy you get. We got time for one more call. We're going Al in Poway. Welcome to Gwen and Chris.
You're neck of
my
nice.
Old stomping grounds. Al, how you doing today?
Good, Tony. How you doing, brother?
I'm well, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm going to wondering that, you know, the Padres are putting these pieces together. You know, maybe I'm a little old school, but I think that, you know, a good baseball team is built up the middle.
Yeah.
Pitching, catching, shortstop, second base, center field. When are we going to put some of those pieces in place?
Good question, Al. Good question. Good phone call. Here's the thing. They got their shortstop piece. I don't think there's any argument there. Fernando Tatis Jr. not going anywhere in the near anytime soon. He's going to man the shortstop. But if we're being honest, Jerickson Profar, who the Padres waived to acquire from the Athletics, there's a question mark there, because although he hit the 20 homers and he provides some pop, he had some issues throwing the baseball from second base after, you know, having I think he's now 2 years removed from a major shoulder surgery. There's a question mark there. You know, you're going to have Greg Garcia, who did a terrific job in the role that he was in last year. He's back on a 1 year deal. You also have the new guy that the Padres are bringing in this trade, Jake Cronenworth, who may be an option there. Center field. Defensively, you're all right up the middle, with whether it's a Margot, whether it's a Cordero, whether it's a Grichem. But you don't have the solid stalwart pieces, at least at this point, that you have in Fernando Tatis Jr. So Al is 100% correct when he says most teams are built up the middle. Defensively, I think up the middle, you're fine. You got one of the best catchers in the game defensively in Austin Hedges. You got one of the most exciting players in the game in Fernando Tatis Jr. Second base and center field are a little bit more of question marks, and I think we'll all have to see. All right, we have to step away, take a break. When we return, my man Mark Sweeney will be joining us to break down not only this trade with the Rays, but also some of the other moves the Padres have made during this offseason. We got a long show ahead for you. This is Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Padres are in the news again. They've been in the news quite a bit. I don't know what Thomas was trying to tell
Thomas
me.
That
look. He's talking to me through double pane windows.
It was kind of like
a double pane glass.
Me, Thomas.
Yeah, I don't know what he was getting at there. I'm assuming he's telling us our guess is ready. Is that what he's telling us?
Oh, I get what he's telling us. Thank you, Thomas. We need biggest fan contestants.
Oh, Thomas, you out there trying to tell me how to do my job, huh?
Oh,
see how it is, player.
Boo.
Putting me on blast.
Oh, here he comes! Here he comes! Here he comes!
Huh?
Oh. Did I say that?
Oh, thank you. Oh, see, Scraby doesn't know what he's talking about. We got some lines open, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a mess.
Gwen versus the fan follows our next esteemed guest. You get a chance to win a family four-pack of movie passes to San Diego's hometown theater, Ultra Star Cinema in Mission Valley. All right. That being said, let's get to our esteemed guest, fantastic analyst, Mark Sweeney joins us, Fox Sports San Diego, Padres. Mark, how are you doing?
Tony G, and I got Scraves on the line. I love that, too.
Yeah. Scraves is sitting in for Chris, who's, you know, taking care of some Aztecs women basketball today. How's your offseason go, man? We haven't talked in a little bit.
It's going great.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, we love our time, as we know. You work a lot harder than I do, because when that last out's made, we wipe our hands and we become family members. And
that's
I'm
right.
Making dinners, I'm making Thanksgiving dinners. Yeah,
it's
I'm
like,
all,
see,
I'm all on board.
And we all, just like the saying goes, we all get to pick our friends after the last out is made of the season.
That is so true.
All right. A lot of activity, obviously, yesterday. The Padres, reportedly execute a trade. Bringing Tommy Pham to San Diego. Hunter Renfroe goes to the Rays. Also, Jake Cronenworth comes to San Diego, and Xavier Edwards goes to the Rays. Just initial thoughts, if this trade that's being reported goes down, how do you think this fits the Padres?
You know what, Tony, the beauty of what we've done and being in the game for so long, you develop some friendships and people that have moved around in the game and been around certain guys. That's what you do. You call them, you ask them their opinion, and you warrant their opinions because you respect those. One of the guys I reached out to, who you know, is John Mabry, a former hitting coach in the Cardinals, obviously played 13, 14 years in the big league. So a good friend of mine, and he's going to shoot from the hip. And I said, what do you got on Tommy Pham? He goes, Swain, I love him. He'll outwork everyone. I know you've been talking on the radio about edge. He has that edge because of some of the tough upbringing he's had with family stuff off the field. It gives him that edge and that drive. There were a lot of that answers from John Mabry, and I love that.
Yeah.
He said he'll outwork you. If the team gets in a fight, and I mean this in a good way, he's backing you. He's ready for that fight. And he used that analogy of what I really believe the Padres need. And I think A.J. Preller and his staff understood that they were getting a very good player, but they were also getting a guy that's going to give that edge and give that dynamic that I think this team definitely needs.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It seems as though, based on Blake Snell's reaction, all of the analysts we've talked to out of Tampa, they are sick today losing a guy like Tommy Pham. I mean, this is a guy who was leading pretty much their offensive leader, and aside from the attitude that he brings to that ball club, they're losing a guy that could get him a homer. He could get on base. He handles the strike zone very well. Sounds like all things the Padres needed to have those boxes checked as well.
Tony, I think if you look at the 3 years, and yes, you're going to see average, you're going to see OBP, all the things that you want to try to analyze. And also, this team, I think, is going to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
And they need to get more athletic. They need to get more ways to score runs. And a lot of the guys have talked, even Chris mentioned it at the beginning of the show, is that you need to get some traffic on the bases for Machado, for Hosmer, for anyone else that they possibly might acquire that's in the middle of the order, because you're going to be able to do that stealing bases and being threats. Because even though that's not huge in the game, you look at Tommy Pham, he's got 65 stolen bases in the last 3 years.
That's right.
To me, that's more athletic. That's more of a threat. It gives more fastballs in the strike zone because guys are going to start paying attention to those runners. I still believe that aspect, if you have it, will be a benefit for the offense for the Padres next year. And Tommy Pham gives you that edge.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We saw how different ways to score can be effective. We watched the Nationals pull that off. They found different ways to score. They ended up winning a World Series. The Padres have been active pretty much all offseason. You know, they've been able to pick up some guys off of waivers. They've made another deal. They made the move last week to bring Trent Grisham in along with Zach Davies. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that move. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, the one thing that sticks out in my mind is that I'm really happy Luis Urias got traded. And I'll tell you why. And this is actually a thought, and it probably relates to you too. How many times have we said his name wrong? And I know I'm saying it wrong. And I say it different ways. I don't think I say it right ever. And as an analyst, you want to say it right. I mean, you think about the family that's listening, you know, the friends that are listening, maybe the wife or whatever it is. You want to get the names right. I felt like, and along with everybody else, got his name wrong, and it was said differently. I said it 10 different ways in a game. All right, so it's one of those things. And I obviously, I'm not happy we traded him away. But if you look at that trade, I think it was a good baseball trade. It was want for want. The Trent Grisham gives you left-handed versatility. I think A.J. Preller, if you look at some of the moves with Davies and Gibson Profar, you're starting to see what the Dodgers are starting to implement every single night. There's more versatility. There's more moves to be able to be made during a game. And I think the roster definitely needed that. You're starting to look at Pomeranz. Can he give you a spot start? Yes, he can. Can Davies pitch out of the bullpen? Yes, he can, because he's done it before. It's not a fear. There's a little bit of versatility, even though they most likely have those defined roles already. I like the type of moves because of that aspect.
You know, just going back to Tommy Pham, you mentioned the stolen bases. This is not a guy who's in his late 20s. I mean, he's in his early 30s, and he's continued that 25-bag pace through the ages 29, 30, 31. So this is a guy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guy that clearly at this point hasn't lost anything from the speed standpoint, but let me ask you a little bit as you start to shape this lineup up, Mark. You can kind of start to see where the Padres can be effective. You can slide a guy like Tommy Pham in at that two-hole. It slots everybody else down. And as you mentioned, the traffic in front of the big guys was the biggest issue for the Padres last year.
Yeah. I think, Tony, if you look at it, and sometimes you look the forecast because you've been around some clubs and you've watched some guys that are forces in the middle of the lineup. Tatis looked great at the top of the order. Do I think that he's a leadoff guy? Yeah, in this day and age, yes, he does. Yeah, but yeah. For me, if I'm sitting there implementing it and I'm forecasting it, I'd like to see him hitting third.
Yep, I'm with you.
So if you can get a guy like a Grisham that really likes hitting leadoff to draw some walks and maybe give you a sustainable period of time during the season, that you're going to get some good at-bats, especially against right-handed pitching, and you can move Tatis down, maybe try him in there, and see if you can lengthen the order that way.
Yeah.
There's different aspects of that I really, really enjoy. Not that I'm saying that Tatis can't lead off and he's a weapon. I love that aspect, too. But there's certain things that you don't want to call it old school, but there's a lot of variations in lineups, especially this day and age, that you'd like to see and like to see sustained for a long period of time.
It's almost like you don't even have to say old school. I mean, I think, especially the way today's game is, you want as many people on as you possibly can for your best hitter.
Yeah.
If you can find if Trent Grisham can be that guy that can hit leadoff and Tommy slides into that two-hole, as you said, you're giving that lineup length, and that becomes a much more taxing lineup to face for any starting pitcher out there.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know what, Tony? It's really cool to see how A.J. Preller is being aggressive, but it almost seems like it's calculated in what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I still think there's a left-handed bat, maybe a switch hitter. I've heard the name Haniger, Mitch Haniger from the Seattle Mariners. There's still another fit that you can possibly go out. I'm not saying they have to do it because there's other guys on the roster that could give opportunities to as well. And I don't like playing that game, but when you start hearing the names, especially now around the winter meetings time and the aggressiveness that Keller and his group are showing, man, would that be a nice game? Because then you start looking at balance and you start looking at what Tommy Pham gives, is that you're starting to look at 135, 140 starts per year, and you're averaging that. That's an everyday guy that you can rely on. If they get one more of those guys and then you have a platoon here and there and you have versatility, man, that offense starts to get a little bit dangerous.
No doubt about it. All right, Mark, We certainly appreciate your time. I'm going to let you get back to your hibernation in this off season and getting back.
Luis
Urias. Nice job.
There you go. We said 20 times. Yeah, that, 20 different ways.
Mark, thank you for your time, brother.
Keep doing the great work.
All right, we'll do. Thank you. Mark Sweeney, Fox Sports San Diego.
He's the best.
He's awesome.
I love seeing him at the park, too, because he's always got a really funny something to say.
I love Mark, man. He's been the same guy since he was here in 98, playing for the Padres. Same guy. I appreciate that. Listen, it's exciting when your GM is being as aggressive as A.J. Preller is. It's exciting. I hadn't heard the name Mitch Haniger, but, man, if you can bring a guy like that in as well. He talked about balance. Now you got some lefties, you got some righties. It's not going to be as easy just to run out any righty or lefty you want. You can start to kind of see this lineup coming together. All right. You guys love this game so much, even though I'm not very good at it.
Stall for a second.
Nope, I need to stall for a second. All right. Scraby says I need to stall. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Phillies seem to be very interested in Steven Strasburg. I'm not sure if the folks in D.C. are feeling that at all. But with the news coming out yesterday that at least from the owner of the Nationals, said they wouldn't be able to bring back both Strasburg and Rendon, there clearly is going to have to be a decision made there. So without further ado, here is Gwynn versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
Pickles,
now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Gwynn versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scraby. Turn my mic off, but...
Why is today so weird for me? I am like... hitting the wrong buttons.
You're doing
I've
two
never
jobs at
before.
Once. That's all it is. All right, why don't you give us the rules?
The rules are you have to make it through three questions. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Tony gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win if you're already on the third question. So we have a few lines open, 833-288-0973. We're playing for a family four-pack of movie passes to San Diego's Ultrastar Cinemas in Mission Valley. So, we are going to get started with the first caller on the line, Eric. How are you doing today, Eric?
Good.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Pickles?
Pickles? Pickles.
All right, I was a little nervous.
Good luck, Eric. Here we go.
A little nervous. This was my brother, Eric.
Thank you.
It's not, so we're going to get going.
By the way,
go for it.
Go ahead, Eric. What are you going to say? By the way, what?
I'd be killing it when I'm not on the air and there's no pressure on me. So, let's see how it goes and it's live.
That's what they all say.
I think everybody in their cars right now can relate to you, for sure. Here
we
go.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Eric, we're going to start with our one-point question. Out of the four major championships, which event has Tiger Woods won most?
God, I don't know what it's called, but I'm going to say Tony watches golf, too. I don't know, the Masters?
You picked the right one. That is correct. He's
nice
won
work,
five
Eric.
Masters. Fun fact, he's won four PGAs. Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's so fun.
All right, next one.
By the way, that's the only one I knew.
Well, now you're done. I mean, if you don't know any of the other majors.
No, he's not done because I can know none of them as well, and he can still be a champion here.
All right, Eric, what team drafted Zach Wheeler in the 2009 MLB Amateur Draft?
I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm going to say Kansas City.
You are incorrect, but stay there. Tony, you've got to know this.
What is the question?
What team drafted Zach Wheeler in the 2009 MLB Amateur Draft?
Oh, I definitely know this one. I think I know this one.
You should see his face.
San Francisco Giants.
You are correct. Sorry, Eric. For a guy who wins all the time
guys.
In his
Thank
car.
You
too, Eric.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
I knew that one only because I faced him when he was in the minor leagues.
Oh, and how'd it go?
Went good.
Oh, yeah?
For me.
You got a hit?
I had two.
You got two hits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, even better. You should be in the major leagues.
What
is going on with me today?
You're tripping, man.
I'm weird. Eddie, how are you doing today, Eddie?
I'm good. I'm ready to go, guys.
Better than me. All right, let's get going. Who is the Lakers' current head coach? This is too easy for Tony, but...
Frank Vogel.
You are correct. Good job.
Nice work, Eddie. Let's
go to question number two. What pro surfer has won 11 World Surfing Championships?
Oh, Kelly Slater?
You are correct.
That was the only name I knew.
Exactly. That's the reason I put it in there is because there's only one name in surfing that you need to know. All right, let's go to the third and final.
It's not the only name I knew, but it's the only name that I...
Give me another one.
With championships. I can't give you one off the top of my head right now.
Rob Machado,
there you go.
Taj Burrow.
I didn't know that one.
Okay.
Two of them, then.
That's all I know.
So. Wingnut.
Sure. All right, here we go, Eddie, for the prize, the third question. Who was the first tight end to lead the league in yards after catch?
I'm going to say Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp. That is incorrect, but stay there. Tony might not know this. Tony, who was the first tight end to lead the league in yards after catch?
In Yak. Antonio Gates?
For the prize, Antonio Gates is incorrect.
You're so dramatic.
Did you think you got it for a second?
Was that question number three already?
That was question number three. Eddie wins the prize, the four-pack of tickets to the Ultrastar
Cinemas
in Mission
Eddie.
Valley. Answer is George Kittle. The Kittle Man.
I should have known it was going to be a San Francisco 49.
I didn't mean for that to be very San Francisco heavy, but I was looking up records and I saw the Kittle Man.
So I think two out of the three answers of that last one were all San Francisco.
I know. I'm thinking that same thing.
Oh,
Zach Wheeler. There's another question on here that's San Francisco as well, but, you know. All right. Good job, Eddie. He won the prize.
Nice work, Eddie. You got a family four-pack of movie passes to San Diego's hometown theater, Ultra Star Cinema in Mission Valley. Some more baseball notes. I mentioned that Rendon was out. Oh, I shouldn't say that. The Nationals can't bring back both. So now the Phillies are kicking the tires on not only Strasburg, but Rendon. The Dodgers are kicking the tires on both. And God knows we don't need to see them grab any more players. They're already a pretty tough team as it is. I got to say, man, it's exciting with the winter meetings coming next week. The Padres seem to be right in the thick of things, as I thought they would be since the offseason began. And A.J. Preller, I mean, listen, ultimately we won't know until they start actually getting on the field and playing games. But just on paper, things are looking better. This roster right now looks better than it did last year.
Now, everybody has heard about Blake Snell and what he said in his reaction to the Tommy Pham trade.
By the way,
live on Twitch.
By the way, I'm not mad at Blake Snell. And because I don't think he meant any disrespect to Xavier Edwards, although that's how it comes off. As I told you guys off the air, when you get to the playoffs and you get a taste of that and you take the team that gets to the World Series to the last game of that particular series, and then in the offseason you turn around and give away your best player. Put it this way. You know who can relate to this actually really well?
Who?
San Diego Padre fans.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like having, for
Someone
instance, Gary Sheffield, Fred McGriff. And 1 year and seeing the potential of that offense and then seeing the next year that they're not on the ball club.
Well, what was lost in the shuffle of Blake Snell's? Here's what he said on Twitch last night.
We giving Fam up for Renfro and a damn slap prospect?
That was him live finding out about the trade.
Well, that was like live. Like
live.
He literally looked over at his TV and you could tell there was like an update that hit. And he was befuddled.
Well, there was more comments that aren't making the internet. Shocker, there was only one little clip. And here's what he said, and it's good for
Padres
fans.
That was the most juicy one, though.
Yeah, that was the most juicy one. He said, I'm not trying to belittle a minor leaguer. It's just super rude toward that guy. That kid didn't deserve me calling him a bleep. Let's be honest. Tommy's the man, bro. It's just hella stupid. I'm more just upset that we gave away a huge piece of our team. He was the swag of our team. He lifted a lot of our position players up with just his presence and made other guys more swaggy.
That's facts. Hashtag facts.
Everything coming out of this is good.
I'm telling you, there are some... we've talked to three or four different people in Tampa. They are all sick today. And that doesn't mean they're not getting a good player, but they're giving up one that they know, having been in the trenches with him, that he's a winner. He's a guy that can affect your locker room. So we're going to step away, take a break. When we return, Skyler's College will pick him. We need a phone call. Phone caller. Remember, we got to have a caller go against Skyler. You guys will pick some games, see who wins at the end of the week. This is Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.